a little bit shiva you did finish during the regal. People can't menachem you. So even though you have to have another 5 days after the regal, it's not like a total shiva after the regal. Like these next 5 days of Yom Tov help a little bit for shiva. Like klal shodover. Kol shum mishum ovel regal mafikoi. V'kol shum mishum iskirabim ein regal mafikoi. So Rashi says, Kol shum mishum ovel regal mafikoi. Shetzorech lashlim ayachar regal. You have to sit shiv another 5 days. But that's what the rabbim do for you. That the rabbim have to come to Menachem Avil. Since you started to sit shiva before the regal, the rabbim is allowed to come to you during regal. And the first 7 days, that's the nichim avelim. After the first 7 days, even though you have to sit another 5 days after Yom Tov, it's not an inyan though of nichim avelim. All right, we'll go into the smorgasbord next time. We'll stop here. You were holding Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Just last Gemara again was the Shiloh. If somebody is mace in the middle of Regal, so he said the Shiva first starts after the Regal. The question, what about the meaning of Shleishim Yoim? Does Shleishim Yoim start counting from the day the person was mace when you made the Kfura, or do you first start counting Shleishim after the Regal? That was the question. So he said last Gemara was Eisvei, HaKoybres Meisoi, Beiz Yovim Koydim Regal. If somebody is Kaver is made, somebody some mishpacha was nifter 2 days before Yom Tov. Is alacha moine he yomim achar regel. You have to still count another 5 days of shiva after the Yom Tov, after the regel. This is going according to alacha of our Mishnah that it's only if you know 3 days before the regel is the regel mavato the shiva. But if you're not knowing 3 days, only 2 days, you still have to count another 5 days of sitting shiva after the regel. So it says during these days now, Umalach Toy Nasase de Acherim. As after the Yom Tov, the Umalacha, you could have work done for you, not by the Yovel himself, but somebody else should do it for the Yovel. The Avodim with Shvachis, Oysim, Betzin, Betech Vesei. And his own Avodim, or his own Shvachis, his own maids or slaves, are allowed to work for him privately in his own house. The Yain Rabbi, Misaskani Moy. And the Rabbi does not have to take care of him like we come to Menachem Avil him. After the regal, why? Shekfanis asku boy be regal, because they're ready with Menachem Avil in the middle of the regal. Like we'll see, like the Gemara says that klal is shodover. What's the klal? What's the rule over here? That kol shum mishum avil regal mafsikli. Anything that has a locha with adin avelis is regal is mafsik. Rashi says that means it like stops, it breaks it. Shetzorech laashlimay achla regal. You have to continue sitting the rest of the 7 days of shiva after Yom Tov. Kivun the chiyoshiv shnei yom lefnei haregel sorach lahashlim v'leishiv hei yomim acharegel. Since you only sat 2 days before Yom Tov, you have to continue the shiva after Yom Tov and sit another 5 days. But v'chol shum mishum iske rabim, any halacha of the sitting shiva that's nogein to the rabim, the halacha is ein regel mafsikoi. The regal is not mafsikit, like Rashi says, kolayma, that means, tanchume rabim ein regal mafsikoi. Shiye tzorach lahashlim v'lasik b'yachar regal. Ele misaskim b'y b'regal. But rather the Yom Tov, during Yom Tov, the people, the rabim, are allowed to come in to be menachem over you, and that is considered part of the nichem avelim. Therefore, if you are kaver your mace 2 days before Yom Tov, so the next 5 days of Yom Tov, when people come to menachem over you, it's like finished then the shiva of the rabim. The Rabban does not have to come anymore to be Menachem Avil. It's just you have to sit your private din avelis. You have to be Neig Avelis even after the regal to be mashed from the next 5 days. Yep. Now, the next part of the Brisa says, Kivroi Shloishi Yomim Besoifa Regal. Let's say like the last 3 days of the Yom Tov, that's when your Mishpacha was somebody was mace and you made the Kfura. So there are 3 more days left to Yom Tov. That's like the last day of Chol HaMoed. Is the Alocha Moine Shiva Acha Regal. You have to like first start counting yeshiva after the regal. What does that mean? Arbo yamim harishonim rabim misaskim boy. The first 4 days after the regal, the rabbim still have to be knowing to Menachem Avil, because even though during Yom Tov they could be Menachem Avil, but you only had the last 3 days of Yom Tov, so you need another 4 days that the rabbim comes in and is being misaskim with you that they are being Menachem Avil. But shleishi yamim achreinim, after the last 4 days, now that we say after regular you have to start counting Shiva, so you have to sit 7 days. The last 3 days is the Halacha Ein Rabbi Mesaskin Boy. The Rabbi does not have to come to be Menachem over you anymore. Why? Shekvar Nesasko Beregel. Because the first, last 3 days of the regal, the first 3 days of your sitting Shiva, they were Menachem over you during the regal. You weren't really sitting Shiva then, but for this Inyan that the Rabbim could come to Menachem over you applies even during the regal. And therefore, the law is that since the first 3 days people came in, so you only have to have another 4 days after regal, that's when it's fitting to finish the 7 days for the Rabbim. Then the last 3 days you just sit with the Hilchas Avelos without the Rabbim coming in. And it says why? Now, the regal oiluloi, and the regal is included here. The regal oiluloi, Rashi says, leminyan shloishim. Here it says clearly that the regal does count for the din of shloishim. So, my lava sefer, doesn't it even go on the sefer with the mace first died during Yom Tov, and you first start counting yeshiva after Yom Tov? Still, we say those first, the last 3 days of Yom Tov, your first 3 days is included in the shloishim. So, you see, you can have shloishim before shiva. So Mora says, Loi, a Reisha. Maybe it's only going on the Reisha. Rashi says, my love, I say, isn't going on the last case. Hod de Toni, that we learned. The regal Oilu Laminu Shleishim, that the days of the Yom Tov also is included in the Shleishim. Hainu a Seifa, isn't going even on the Seifa. A Kovroi Beregal, where somebody was Kovroi's mace during the regal itself. For Tivshim, you know, now we have a proof. The Chikovroi Beregal Oilu Laminu Shleishim. If somebody makes a Kruva during the regal, it helps for the Shleishim Yom. The kasha l'rova the yom rein oila. The kasha and rova that before said it's not oila. So Mora says lay a reisha. Come ahadu. This brisa that says it helps for the shleishim is going to the reisha. The brisa. Ah, kov roish na yomim kredim a regal, where somebody buried the maize 2 days before Yom Tov. In such a case, regal oila lo minyan shleishim. The osim vadi oila loy hoylu kvar hitzchul be avelis, because he already started the first 2 days of avelis. He only has to finish 5 more days after regal. But the first 2 days helps from before the regal. But it could be Avakova Beregal Loyadana. But what's going to be in a case where the mace first died on the Yom Tov and you buried him on the regal, when Shleishim starts, from here you have no proof. Verses Eisfe, I'll have a kasha. The din is regal Oiluloy Leminyan Shleishim. The regal also helps for the minyan of Shleishim, for the count of the 30 days. What does that mean, Kate? What's the case? Kovroi batkilos regal. If somebody's mace was mace at the beginning of the Yom Tov, and you made the kfura then, is moiner shiva achar regal. The law is you have to count shiva 7 days after the Yom Tov, like we had before. If somebody's mace in the middle of the regal, the ikad din shiva first starts after the regal. Or malach toy nasasai de acherim. During these 7 days after the Yom Tov, you could have malacha work being done for you, not by the Yovel himself, but somebody else could do it for the Yovel. The Yavodev, Ushvachoysov, Oysim, Betzinim, Betzinim, Betzinim. And his own Shvachas, his own maids and slaves could work for him, Betzinim, Betzinim. Now, Tosfos before spoke out, that's what it says here. Malach to Nasas Adecherim, Tosfos, Afilu Betzinim, even in his own house, that the Gemara says. So Tosfos says, Afagav, the Yom Liel, Perik Beis. So here we're talking about a dover ovud. That's why here we're being more makel. Could I guess the cash? The what does Tosfos have to come out like this for? So he should have said much better. He should have said that the pshat is over here, since really there wasn't enough shiva during the regal, and that's why the rabbin came in was nachem over him already. So therefore, these last 7 days in such a case has a little more kuludik halachis. But I call upon him, that's the halach here in this case, that you're allowed to have as a malacha done at the acherim, and who are then you're allowed to have the avodim and shvachis do malacha for him at sinne b'tech vesei. So Rashi goes right and says like this, that v'yein rabbi misaskin boy, after the regal, the rabbi does not have to come into Menachem Ovel him anymore, shekvan asasko by the regal, because the 7 days of the regal, people are coming in already to become the mistress of the Asaska by regal of the Rabbim of the Menachem Ovel. And here it says the regal oiluloi. Even in the case that your mace was mace at the beginning of Yom Tov, still it says that the 7 days of Yom Tov is oiluloi, helps for the shloishim. Is to yufta there's a kash and rova. Here it says clearly that the 7 days of the regal also helps for the shloishim. Gemara says, Ki Yossi Ravim and Ravim Kain, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, Afilu kovre beregel. Einachanam like this last brisa. Even if the mace was first mace during regal and you buried him on Yom Tiv, still the lachrish shloshim starts from then. Like Rashi says, regal oilu leminyan shloshim lemi boyi kovre kodem horegel. Not only when you buried the mace before the regal, even if the kfura first took place on Yom Tiv, and you first start counting the shiva after Yom Tiv, but for the din shloshim it starts right away. Tzmar says v'chein oirile rebelos lerepedos. And the same way Rebbe Lezer paskin lerepedos brei to his son Rebbe Pedos. That what afilu kovah beregel. Even in the case that the mace first died during Yom Tiv, and you made the kfura then, so lachar is the shloshim though. This 30 days you start counting from then. Now, Tana Rabban, Bryce says like this. So, the kids, we paskin not like Rova, we paskin though that the days of the Yom Tif is Ola for the Din Shleshim. Tana Rabban, we'll look at the Bryce like this. Kayim Kfiyas Hamita Shleshim Yomim Kaidim Regal. It's the case the mace died 3 days before Yom Tif, and you were sitting Shiva then for those 3 days. Kfiyas Hamita means like the Ikra Din. You're supposed to turn over the bed, and there was not sleep on the bed when you're double, sleep on the floor. So if you turned over your beds for 3 days already, before Yom Tif, did like din of our Mishnah like, that ain't a tzorech lechvoysi achar regel. You do not have to be noig shiver anymore after the regel. You don't have to turn your bed over anymore. Divir Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, like it says in our Mishnah, that you have to be noig avelis for at least 3 days before Yom Tif, in order for the Yom Tif to be mavatel the din shiver. Although the Chachamim Oymrim, the Chachamim say, like we hold like this, Alochom, that Afilu Yoimechot V'Afilu Shoachas, even if the mace only died 1 day before Yom Tov, or even an hour before Yom Tov, and you made the Kfura and you sat Shiva before the Yom Tov, even though it was only a little bit, still we say the Yom Tov is Mevatel the Shiva. And Omer Rabbi Lozab Reb Shimon, Hein Divrei Beis Shammai, Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. Hey, this is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It only helps when is the regular the Yom Tov Mevatel takes away Shiva, only if you were noig Shiva ready for 3 days before Yom Tov. The mace died at least 3 days ago before Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai Shita, like our Mishnah. Beis Hillel says, no, even if the mace only died on Erev Yom Tov and you made the Kfura then, as long as you sat Shiva before the regal, the locher, the regal is mevatel to Shiva. Omer Rafuna, Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. For Yarmulon, some say the might was like this. Omale Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Ule Rafuna, Afilu Yemechad, Afilu Shoachas. That ain't the time, according to Rafuna, it's even enough if we died the mace 1 day or 1 hour before Yom Tif, as long as you sat Shiva before Yom Tif, the locher is when the regal comes, it's mevatel the Shiva. Now, Rava Omer Rava says halacha katana didan, the Omer Shloisha. Rava paskins lechumra like our Tana that you have to wait. The mace has to die at least 3 days before Yom Tov. That you have to be noig shiva for 3 days before Yom Tov. Then the Yom Tov is mavato the shiva. The Mora says now Ravina ikloy lesuria, the pros. Ravina went into the city. Is Omale Rav Chaviv leRavina. So Rav Chavina asked Ravina, Hilchas Samai, what's the loch lamaisa? Do we hold like our mission or not? Do we have to wait for Davka 3 days before the regal that you and the Yeshiva? Or no, it's enough 1 hour before the regal? Or Malehi answered back, Enechnami lekula that afilu yoimechod v'yafilu shoachas. That's the loch. Even if you just sat Shiva 1 hour before Yom Tov, before the regal, the loch is the regal is mevatel the Shiva, and after Yom Tov you do not have to be noig Shiva anymore. But Shloshim you still have to count, and the Shloshim starts from the time of the Kfur. Vaita, Yosef, Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. They're all sitting down together. Ikloy, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Loza. And it came in that Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Loza was there. And Nafek, Milsa, Mibinayu. When they were talking together, this learning came out from them. That what? Mean, they asked a shower like this. Midnayin, Liavela, Shiva. How do we know there's an Indian that Avela should take for 7 days? How do we know such an Indian of 7 days of Avelis? The Yechsev, the Pasuk, and Omer says, V'yofachti chageichem liyovel. I'll change over your chagim, your yom tovim, into Avelis. So we dash like this, Ma chag shiva, just like chag of Pesach is 7 days, Af Avelis shiva, who are din Avelis is also 7 days. So this is the asmachta that Avelis is 7 days. For the Gemara, but how do you know which regal? Maybe the pasuk means like Shavuos. That's only one day midiraisa. So maybe Avelis is also only one day. So where it says, this is not the right pasuk to learn it out from. Because Umi boiler look at the Resh Lakish. This we need for Resh Lakish Salacha. The Yom Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Mishum Reb Yudin Nisiya. In the name of Reb Yudin Nisiya. Minayin Lishmur Rechoyka. Shein on the Hegis Elu Yoy Mechud. How do we know that if somebody hears about a mace, about one of his mishpach, his father, his mother, brother, sister, his son, the daughter, if he hears that they were mace, first 30 days after it happened, which is called a Shmur Rechoyka, you did not hear about it so fierce. You heard about it very late. That's called the Shmur Rechoyka. We'll see later halachas about this. But if you first found out 30 days after he was mace, the halacha is Shenan Heges Eliyeh Mechud. You only have to sit Shiva for one day, and we'll soon see not even a complete day. For a little bit, that's all you have to be noig. How do we know this? The pasuk says, V'yafachti Chageichem L'yovel. Hashem says he's going to change over the Chagim into Avelis. And we know that a Yom Tov of Atzeres, a Shavuos, is also called a Chag. So such as an Indian, the Ikri Chag Yom Chag, that Shavuos is called one day a Chag. So it's possible sometimes Shiva will only be for one day. And we'll soon see if even means a Mixas Hayim of that one day. How do you have it only one day? That's this case where you have a Shemua Rechoika. It means you did not hear about that one of your mishpacha was mace. You first found out about it 30 days later. That's called the Shmur Rechoyka. We'll soon see what the lucker was. Yes. So turn around. Bryce says like this. So exactly is how we know avails the 7 days. The Gemara then cannot repeat this. The Gemara wants to say this pasuk. Then Echnami, from this pasuk, is not mash maklo at 7 days. By the turn around. The Bryce says like this. Shmua Kroiva, if you hear about one of your mishpacha was mace, Kroiva means within 30 days, Nehege Shiva. When you find out about it, you have to sitting Shiva right then. Ushloishim, and you have to count 30 days also, the Anhoga Shloishim. Shmur Rechoika, let's say you first found out about it much later, that the Mishpacha was mace, is Eno Nehege Seliyem Echot. All you have to do is just sit down one day for Avelis, and that's all. You have no Shloishim, and you do not even have a complete Shiva. Now the verse says, a zehu he kreva, what's called a kreva, a shmua kreva, v'yezehu he rechayka, what's called a far, a long distance, a shmua, kreva b'toich shloshim. That means if you heard about that the mace was mace, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, within 30 days of the actual kfura, then you have to be noyik shiva from the time you hear about it, and shloshim. Rechayka, what's called the faraway news? Li'achar shloshim. If you first heard about it after 30 days that it was already mace, then you only have to be knowing just one day. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ve'chachom moimim the chom say though, achar shmua kroiva, whether it was a nearby shmua, ve'achar shmua rechayka, whether it was a faraway shmua. Neheges shiva. In both places, you have to be knowing shiva when you hear about that one of your kroivim was mace. Ushloishim, and you have it in Shloishim also. So it's a machloikas Rebbe Kiva and Chachamim. And on this the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rebbe Yechanan, that Komokam Shatam Oitzi Yochid Mekel, usually whenever you find a Yochid one person, that's being more lakula, going more lenient. For Rabbi Machmirim, and the Rabbi Mamor Machmagol Moshtri, the Locha is Halacha Kerabim. Usually you pass them like the Rabbim Lachumra. Chutz Mizu, excluding here, Sha'afal pi, sure, Rabbi Akiva Mekel, it's only a Yochid Rabbi Akiva the one that's Mekel. Ve'chachom imachmirin, as the chom mishita that's machmir, still the loch is Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Yomar Shmuel halocha kedivri Mekel, v'yovel. By Avelus, v'yovel's goal, called the man Yomar, that's Kula. So therefore, here we pass along Rabbi Akiva Shita. And since Avelus is only Midirabonin, in the Indian of Avelus, we go to Kula. So you pass like Rabbi Kiva, that a Shmua Rechoik, if you first find out about it after 30 days, you do not have to sit Shiva, only just one day. Mor says, Rabbi Chanina, Asyele Shmua Diavua, Bevechuzoi, Heis Rabbi Chanina heard about that his father was Nifta in the Bevechuzoi, is also, he heard about it, he found out about it first later, he didn't know when it happened, right away, they first told him later. Is also the Kaimad Rabbi Chizda. So Rabbi Chanina came to Rabbi Chizda, Omele, he said to him, Shmur Rechoika and Anheges Eliyeh Mechot. That you should know it's a Shmur Rechoika. You found out about it now, what happened 30 days ago. So you only have to sit one day, that's all. Rav Nosin Bar Ami, Osele Shmur Dime. Another Maisa was with Rav Nosin Bar Ami. You heard about that his mother was Nifter. Mibei Chuzoi, from Chuzoi, is also the kind of the Rav. So he went in front of Rav and asked him, what's the halacha? How many days of Shiva do I have to sit? Omalei, Rav answered back, Terei Omru, it was said like this, Shemur Rechoika, and in the Hegas Eliyem Echad, Bilvat, that we pass on Rav Akiva. Shemur Rechoika, if you first heard about it 30 days after it really happened, you only have to sit Shiva just one day. Eisvei, I have a kashra on this. B'med V'om Amurim, when was this said true that you have this difference? When do we say that a Shemua Rechoik is on an egg one day? The Chamisha Masai Mitzvah. That's only with the five Mesim that die. So Rashi says, Ela the Chamisha Manishim, only five out of the seven. The Sib Bekru. Benoy Ubiti Ochiv Viachosav Ishtar. That's all. Your son, your daughter, your brother, your sister, your wife. Then the locker is, if you first heard about it after 30 days, you only have to be doing one day of Avelis. If it's news about your mother, about your father, then shivu shloishim. And even though you hear about it later, 30 days later, still you have to sit the regular shiva and the regular shloishim. So, you know, since these last two mices were with the father and the mother, Nahui means to argue and say, no, you have to sit at least 7 days shiva and then 30 days shloishim. Omle yetzebek is no kasha. Yechidoihi is the one who goes according to Yochid. Rashi says, "V'lo Rabbi Akiva, not according to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva loishin aviv imoy v'imoy loishin oshan kareviv. Hey, the halach we pass like Rabbi Akiva. There's no difference whether it's your mother or your father. By Yeshmur Rechoyk, if you first hear about it 30 days later, you do not have to sit more than one day. We'll soon see it means even 1 hour. 1 hour only mixes hayim. And here that you said by the father and mother is different. We don't hold like them because that's the yichidoi that said it. Where's this yichidoi?" We don't hold like this. The Tanya we learned like this. Maise umeis aviv shirabi tzedek, Rabbi Tzedek beginzuk. It once happened that Rabbi Tzedek's father died in Ginzuk. Vaydiyu liyachas sholishonim. And they first notified him 3 years later that his father was mace. Ubo visholes es Elisha ben Avua. And he went to ask Eshala ben Elisha ben Avua. Do I have to sit shiver or not? Luz Kenim and his Kenim Shima with him. Omru, they said, Nog Shivu Shleshim. Henechnami, by your father and your mother, you have to be Noig Shivu Shleshim. That's the way he paskined. To see, it's only a Yochid that paskins this way. Uke Shemesh, Benoi Shurabi Achia, the Goyla, and when Achia's son died in Goyla, Yoshev Olav Shivu Shleshim. He also sat 7 days in Shleshim, even though we heard about it 30 days later, still he sat 30 days. For the Gemara, it's not that way. V'Rav Bar Achva Rabbi Chia. Rav was the Bar Achva, the son of the brother of Rabbi Chia. Teve Bar Achta Rabbi Chia was also the son of the daughter of Rabbi Chia. What happened was like this: Kisolak Lossim. When they went up, Rashi says Kisolak Rav Nirud the Bavler at Yisrael. When Rav left the Bavler, went up to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Chia Shom. Rabbi Chia was there in Eretz Yisrael. Omalei, the east around there. Omalei, Zemara says, Omalei, Rabbi Chila Rav. So Rabbi Chia, that was living in Eretz Yisrael, east Rav. Abba Kayim, is my father still alive? Omar, so we said back to him, Omalei, Ima Kayemis. Like Rashi's like a